Alright.
Every letter might simple. Yeah. You must learn.
The ignorance is real.
WPEG Power 98, man. It's a Teaching Tuesday. Oh, I'm teaching y'all. Anybody can run the Panthers, own the Panthers, other than Diddy. This is just people I want to own the Panthers other than Diddy. We asked Madhouse Nation who they think should call up here and own the Panthers. Tell us who and why. Good morning. Who is this?
Jessica, y'all need to buy it. How about the Madhouse need to get the dadgum team? P-Mac said that this morning because y'all talking about Oprah in The Color Purple and Kim Kardashian, two mamas. Get
that shit
out of there. I can't take that this morning.
I don't got no money. I can't own it.
What's
I'm
wrong?
Sorry.
Kim Kardashian got two mamas. Why she can't?
I can't own it. I'm sorry, B-Mac. I can't do nothing for you. Power 98, good morning. Who do you think is a good candidate to buy our Carolina Panthers?
I think that Diddy is a good candidate to buy because he already out there and now he get that money. So that's what Carolina do.
Who?
Diddy. He said that he thinks that Diddy is a good candidate.
Yeah. Oh, Diddy.
Diddy is a good candidate. Power 98, good morning. Who do you think is a good candidate to buy our Carolina Panthers?
This is Taco over here. I think Michael Jordan. I think he'll keep it in the Carolinas, and he got the money to do it.
There it is. That's the second time I've heard somebody mention Michael Jordan as a candidate.
That would be dope if we had Michael Jordan owning the Hornets and we had somebody else black other than Diddy on the Panthers. I think we would be the only city, the only major sports city with two black owners. I think we would be. That would be historic. I would love to see that.
Yeah.
Just not Sean Combs.
Power 98, good morning. Who do you think is a good candidate to purchase the Carolina Panthers?
How about Michael Jordan or the hometown kid Steph Curry? I just say they make excellent additions. They're both North Carolina kids. They're already familiar with sports. I think their interaction with the Panthers and all when they're all season, I think it's a good match.
Yeah, another one for Michael Jordan. Steph Curry. Think about how monumental that would be. I mean, born and raised right here, Charlotte, North Carolina, doing his thing in the NBA. That would be crazy.
If he could pull that off, now that would be something to see right now.
Yeah.
That'd be special.
That would be awesome.
Could he do that now while he's playing in the NBA?
Why not?
I don't know.
Why wouldn't he be able to?
I don't know. Might be able to.
Y'all let us know. Chime in. Leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780, 704-227-8780. Diddy came out yesterday. Let me play what he actually said. This is what Diddy said about purchasing the Carolina Panthers.
Okay, y'all, this is just in breaking news. The North Carolina Panthers are up for sale. I believe it's time to turn the franchise over to new ownership. Well, I need to send a message out to everybody in the beautiful state of North Carolina. I will be the best NFL owner that you can imagine. I will immediately address the Colin Kaepernick situation and put him in the running for next year's starting quarterback. It's just competition, baby. It's just competition. But also, I will have the best halftime show, the best selection of music, and we will win Super Bowl after Super Bowl.
Those are the comments
from
Diddy.
That's why he can't do it. That's exactly why he can't do it. Starting quarterback, Cam ain't going nowhere. See? All right.
Y'all let us know. Leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780. We would love to hear from you. You're listening to Charlotte's Plus.